Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I played that song for my sister-in-law out in the She Shack yesterday. So we were talking about relationships and stuff. And
you were?
Yeah, you know, whatever. I don't know. Just girl talk out in the She Shack. And I go, oh, have you heard this? Have you heard this one song by Kelsey Ballerini? She goes, no. I'm like, hey, lady who hangs on the wall out in my She Shack, play me that song. She played it, and we were rocking out to it. I miss me more. Yeah, it's. I love the sentiment of that. I mean, how many times have you been in a relationship and totally lost yourself? Yeah. Like, you changed everything, and you're just like, ah, how did I forget that I was this amazing person? Well, I remember now that I'm out. And then I played them all again. Anyway, that's a song from Kelsey Ballerini
that I enjoy.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by our Need for Fall interns.
Oh,
we need
goodness.
You.
This is an epidemic.
It is an epidemic. We need people who are over 18 and can get school credit and are willing to work a couple 3 days a week, really early in the morning. It's a really fun gig once you're up in here.
Yeah,
it's not fun. I will not lie to you. It's not fun getting up at 3:30 or whatever time an intern has to get up. You have to even be here before us. You got to be here the time that Yuzek gets here.
Right.
Yeah. It's not like they can catch a ride in with you, Vin.
But,
you're going to pick them up on your way in.
There are people at work here, including Bryn, that started as interns.
Absolutely. I started as an intern. I worked for WBCN in Boston for the big mattress, Charles Laquadera. Did it for 2 years for no pay and so many parking tickets, I can't even tell you when it was worth every
second. Look at you now.
Yeah. I did it for a year. No pay. And now you guys are getting paid.
I know.
So I don't see why you
kids,
wouldn't do
kids
it.
Kids are getting
it's
paid
great.
Now. Turns out that you can't make people work for free. It's weird. So send an email with a cover letter and a resume to useit@radioalice.com. UZETTE. Boy, that's a lot of emails we're sending out there.
Hopefully we get that many responses.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've gotten two so far. Or three, I think. Okay. Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Took to Twitter to make it crystal clear that she did not cheat on Liam Hemsworth. And she doesn't like you saying it either. She says, once Liam and I reconciled, I meant it. I was committed. There are no secrets to uncover here. I can admit to a lot of things, but I refuse to admit that my marriage ended because of cheating. Liam and I have been together for a decade. I've said it before and it remains true. I love Liam and I always will. You can say I'm a twerking, pot-smoking, foul-mouthed hillbilly, but I am not a liar.
What?
All right.
Yeah, you can say all that other stuff, though, no problem. In addition to denying that she cheated, she copped to a lot of mistakes that she's made in her life. Made for a pretty good read. She said, it's no secret I was into partying in my teens and early 20s. I've not only smoked, but advocated for weed. I've experimented with drugs. My biggest song to date is about dancing on Molly and snorting lines in the bathroom. I knew about the dancing with Molly, but yeah. Dancing with Molly, but lines in the bathroom are in that too. I effed up. I cheated in relationship when I was young. I lost a massive Walmart deal at 17 for ripping a bong. I got kicked off Hotel Transylvania for buying Liam a penis cake for his birthday and licking it. I swung on a wrecking ball naked, and there are probably more nudes of me on the internet than maybe any woman in history.
That's probably not true.
I know. But I did not cheat on him.
All right.
By the way, her mini tirade got Madonna's attention, who said, thank God, you are human, a woman who's lived. No need to apologize.
All right, I got it for you.
Oh, what do you got?
It's two separate parts. Here it is. Here's the first one. We like to party. Dancing with Molly. So people are arguing that she's saying dancing with Miley, not with Molly, right?
Yeah, well, she's, basically just admitted that.
I hate that about that stuff. God, I hate that, the bathroom gather. Oh, it's so, so unattractive and stupid.
Right. As if they're fooling anybody.
And it's not because I'm outside and just want to pee. It's because it's so stupid to be at a party and hiding in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, that's where the drugs are, Vinny.
I know, but I'm saying you've come all the way out here to party with people, and you take four people into the bathroom, lock yourselves in, and not leave for 5 hours.
Well, you're busy talking.
Meanwhile, everyone's ruining the backyard.
Can I get some paper towels from your kitchen?
So stupid.
I have some business to take care of.
And I can't say I never was in there, and that's why I know what's going on, but it's so lame. Are we in the bathroom?
Turns out we are.
And you know what's even worse?
What?
Is as you spend time in the bathroom, you get more comfortable.
Yeah, oh,
and the
it's
next
good.
Thing
sure,
you know,
cozy.
You're on the floor in the corner by all the goo that is gathered in that where no one's cleaned for who knows how long. And
well,
you're
they have a terrible
there.
Housekeeper. That corner needs to be cleaned.
Housekeeper?
That's right.
That's a new thing. People didn't have those. Did they?
Not when I was growing up.
Right.
As soon as I could afford one, I got one. Like, you know what I don't want to do? Clean this place.
Yeah.
And then John started cleaning. I'm like, I don't like you cleaning it either. That makes me feel guilty.
I got one so John didn't have to clean
it. Right. I'm like.
Because I wasn't going
to
do it.
Just because I'm not going to do it doesn't mean you have to.
Right.
Our first Yikes. Housekeeper was in Philly. And
you had a housekeeper in
I did
Philly?
$40 for two ladies for 2 hours.
Wow.
It was
what a deal.
It was awesome. Mm. And they came in and just did the place top to bottom. It's just a little condo.
Yeah.
And it was great. I'm like, oh, this is. I'm like, oh, do you need me to lift my feet up? Well, I'm
no.
Oh, my God.
Would you sit there while they clean?
I can't say it never happened. I used to try to get out of there, though.
I gotta leave.
She had a very different life in Philly than she has now.
How
they,
so, Vinny?
They
tell
didn't
us.
Have the same.
Well, we didn't have kids, that's for sure.
Tons of friends that they have now. Uh-huh. It was mostly,
Those
it was
two.
Sarah, mm-hmm. John, and this bird.
Yeah, we had a bird. John had a friend, Michelle, we used to hang out with a lot, and I used to hang out with you and hang out, you know, with people from the station, but we didn't have any friends, really, because we'd moved freaking 12
right.
times.
Yeah.
It's really hard to keep friendships going when you're not there anymore, although these days, I'd probably have all,
with
you know, tons of friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm so lonely.
But John's still friends with he met this chick, Michelle, and she's married now to this chick, Debbie. I think her name is.
How are they doing?
Great. They have a kid, and
so we
still talk to them fairly regularly.
Mm. Do they come visit?
They have, but it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because we were only in Philly. I think we were in Philly less than a year, weren't we?
I was
you
in
were,
Philly
for sure, yeah.
less than 6 months.
Right. I think you got there in August and
got the news I was getting fired
like November.
Two months in.
Yeah, November or just it was must have been November because we had just a few weeks and we were done in February. Maybe it was December. Who cares?
Well, there was so
20-something years ago.
Yeah.
Somehow, the way this worked out, we did that bit where I left with the listeners for 2 weeks.
Mm.
And it was, I thought that bit was so rad. It must have sounded, I didn't hear it
because
I was out on the road.
Uh-huh.
But it was.
By the end, you were over it.
Right. But that's, you know, I'm not a.
Well, we all flew down to meet him at Universal Studios in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wake him up. It's a big surprise that we're there. He comes in. He does the show. I think we do 2 days of shows. Then we're like, all right, well, we're getting back on the plane. He's like, all right, we're flying. We're like, no. Back in the car with the listeners for you. He's all, what?
Becca.
Wait, what?
So that. I believe happened while we were still thinking
employed.
We had jobs.
Yeah.
Then the next thing they come up with is we've got an idea where you're going to sit in every seat in the stadium at the new, and now we know we've lost our jobs. And I'm like, I am not doing that. You can forget it.
They made Preston do that.
You can forget it. I got to find a new job. No, bye.
I'm not doing it.
I you still can't blame them, right?
No. Oh, my God. There was no way.
Well, and then the funny thing. So here's, okay, so what? You're going to sit in every seat in the stadium. You don't even think about it, right?
I'm sure
Preston's like, yeah,
no,
I'll do that.
No problem. He was our afternoon guy at the time. He's been doing mornings at MMR, right?
They're doing great.
I always see his name.
They're doing absolutely great. But so he starts to do it and realizes he puts his hands down on the arms of the seats. And after about a million seats, his hands are completely bloody raw.
Really?
From taking his body weight down and pushing back up.
Wow.
So he's got to get gloves. And then there's that. And now, then it's like,
My back's starting
my
to
hurt. My hammies
here.
And my back right. are giving out. You go, oh, man.
That, and he's like a quarter of the way around
that
the
bit yeah. sucks.
Yeah. Well, too bad you couldn't, like, did trade-offs, like, hands up, you're it.
Right. Oh, well, that would have been actually, in retrospect, that's the way to do it. The well, staff.
You know,
someone in the staff has
hey,
sat in every
guys,
seat.
I have a great idea.
No, we're not
I have
doing
a great
it.
Idea.
The answer is no, we're not going to do
the
it.
The Chase Center
no.
is opening.
Nope.
We could send Vinny, Brynn. Well, we can't do
can't
Hooman.
Do Hooman.
What about
can't even
you?
Get up.
Yeah, what about
no,
you?
No, I'm too old.
Oh, I would do it.
You
oh, would
you?
I mean, as long three. As the lights were on and I could see, then
that
would be
right,
fine.
But you just volunteered. I can't do it. I'm too old. My hip. I got a hip
and
thing.
Vaughn could do it, too. We'll just,
sure.
You're it. You're it. It, what do you say?
I did not tell that story so we would end up reliving it.
Yeah.
You got that all wrong. That oh. bit was horrible.
How many seats are in the Chase Center?
You're no fun.
19,000.
Oh, that's 19? Not too bad. I was going to say 14.
That's
I don't
not.
Know.
Let me check.
Look it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's way less than oh, was yeah. in the Eagles' new stadium.
Right.
Yeah.
Way less.
Yep.
Huh.
And yet, I still don't want to do
no.
it.
No. I don't even want to do
18,000.
18,
oh,
wow.
It's too many. If it was 17,000, I'd consider it, but...
Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Miley Cyrus is going to keep the pets in the divorce with Liam. Not too surprising. They're her pets. I guess in California, they've recently changed a bunch of laws so that judges can not only decide who's the better person to take the pets, whether uh-huh. whether you were the one who got the pet or not, but they can also assign joint custody. You might have to share a pet.
I've heard that before. Yeah, that's so
You're
silly.
Not breaking up.
That's
you got
ridiculous.
A dog between you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people love their dogs, though.
So. Sure. Whatever. I love you, too. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, no kids together. They have a prenup. They've kept all their earnings separate. It's going to be actually a fairly simple split, and it looks like he's all, it's fine. The pets are yours. They have...
Don't they have a pig?
They have 7 dogs, 2 horses, 2 mini horses, 3 cats, and a pig.
Dang.
If he wanted to put up a fight, he could. In California, there's... certainly some standing for that, but he does not want to. Miley's the one who gave almost all the animals a home in the first place, mainly through adoption, and she's passionate about them. It was Liam, while Miley was out of town, who rescued the animals last year when the fire broke out.
Right.
Their home was completely destroyed,
mm-hmm.
and he got every single animal off of that property. And she's even, you know, been praising his heroics. In fact, I want to say they didn't even get married till 2 months after that. Did that happen in October?
That the fires?
Yeah.
Seem right about there.
Because they married yeah. in December of last year. Yeah. And by the way, that was, you know, a very short time ago. They've been together for 10 years. I wouldn't even be surprised if they, you know, get back together next year.
Yeah.
Let's just not get married
what
again.
Do you think he's worth and what she's worth?
I'm going to guess she's worth more.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, oh, really? Mm. Oh, I'm going to say Miley's worth $175. Ooh. And he
$175 million?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And then what do you think he's worth?
I think
worth?
He's worth $30 million.
Oh, you're very close. $160 for her and $26 for him.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, they leave with everything they brought in. Mm. I'm sure he's not going to starve. Plus, he has rich brothers. Or one rich brother, anyway.
I don't know how that works. It's weird that you say that, because I think that sometimes, too. Well, you've got rich parents or rich brother, but I feel like...
Nah, so, your brother's not going to let you go
no
on the street.
There's no family account.
No, there isn't. Maybe there is in some families.
Maybe. I think that yeah. some cultures probably have that, but I don't...
Like we care for all the people. Nah, I'm joking. Mm. But if he was to fall on completely hard times and blow through his 20... Of course, if you blow through your $26 million, isn't your brother like, no, I'm not giving you any money?
Yeah, you dope.
Well, right.
You had $26 Get million. Dollars.
Yeah.
You think Alec Baldwin gives Daniel some money?
No.
You know what, though? My guess is that family loans, because I know in my family loans have happened, and I bet they
happen. How'd they go?
They're great.
They go good?
So super great.
You recommend the family loan?
What do they say? Never lend money to your friends or your family.
Yeah.
Because
and you're here to tell everybody it went great.
I'm saying it happens, and it probably happens more than you think.
Huh.
I'll you just got to count that money's gone.
You basically have to, in
back.
Your head, go, mm-hmm. I'll never see that money again.
Yep. Which yeah. is a shame because it's always in your head.
Or you let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You're not going to see that cash anymore. Although I've lent money to family members and gotten it back plenty of times. But not every time. Anyway, she's getting the whole menagerie of pets. So congratulations on their clean break. Taylor Swift She is gonna, it looks like she's gonna re-record all the movie that she, all the music that she did for her previous label. So we had heard that Scooter Braun and the guy who actually sort of discovered slash managed her when she was young, they just paid $300 million to buy whatever that label was and own all the music, all the masters. And there was even some back and forth between them. She was like, I didn't have the opportunity. And they're like, well, no, you had the opportunity. You could have outbid us.
Tiny buildings, big builder, big, big.
The name of the record label? I don't know.
Yeah, Reputation?
No, the label. Well, dump truck. No.
Boy, you are just.
Big Machine Records.
Big Machine! Dump truck's a big machine.
Big house, tiny houses.
You would have worked your way towards it.
I was getting there.
Eventually. On Good Morning America yesterday, she said, my contract says starting November 2020, I can record albums 1 through 5 all over again. So she's going to re-record this stuff. There are some rules in place with that where you can't necessarily record them exactly the way they were. And, you know, if some movie wants to do Shake It Off, they're probably going to want the original.
I've heard quite a few musicians say that they've gotten so much better at their instruments over the course of their career that they can't listen to their early records, even though those records made them, because the mistakes are all they hear in the recording process. Yeah. They're like, I can't. So I could see why someone might want to do that just for that reason.
She says, I think artists deserve to own their own work. I feel very passionately about that. It's next year. It's right around. So I guess as of November 2020, she can. I don't know why that's the date, but she can re-record all this stuff and have it in her own catalog. She says, I'm really excited. She revealed that she's opening the VMAs on Monday night.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
I guess a bunch of people were waiting overnight to catch her on Good Morning America, and her team brought everybody pizza.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Very sweet. She also today, and in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to hear her new record or some tracks from it, Lover, it's called, right after we hear from Vonda Wizard.
Yeah.
He's re-releasing a record today. We'll hear from that first. So she released the video for Lover. That's the title track to the album that's out today. Scooter Braun congratulated her on her brilliant new album, Lover. I guess he's heard it. So he's trying to make nice with her. And she says of the new record, there are so many ways in which this album feels like a new beginning. This album is really a love letter to love. She loves love.
Oh, boy.
In all its maddening, passionate, exciting, enchanting, horrific, tragic, wonderful glory.
Yikes.
Today is the day. Breaking Bad, the movie, it's already been filmed.
Oh.
Anybody who was waiting on that, it's like around the corner. I don't see a release date in this particular story. But they are saying the Breaking Bad movie that was confirmed earlier this year has already filmed. This is according to Better Call Saul's Bob Odenkirk. He played Saul on the show. He said, I'm excited about the movie. I can't wait to see it. I don't know what people know and don't know. I find it hard to believe you don't know it was shot. They did it. You know what I mean? How is that a secret? But it is. They've done an amazing job keeping it a secret. I don't want to say Bryan Cranston couldn't possibly be in it, but maybe there's some throwbacks or something.
What are you saying?
So you finished that show?
I didn't, but I know what happened because I am alive in the world and you hear things.
I don't know.
Oh, you haven't finished it?
I didn't finish it, but that's that's on me. I've just never gone back.
Well, I didn't see it, so I don't know. Maybe I'm.
There were too many times cooking in the motorhome where I just went, okay, I'm over it. Okay, you guys make meth. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm not for that.
That's just gross.
Yeah.
But the movie is on Netflix?
Oh, so is it out? It's not out. It's going to premiere on both AMC, which is, I believe, where Breaking Bad was shown, and Netflix. And but I do not see a date
I don't see a date. They're saying that Netflix will release the film prior to a premiere on the show's original network, AMC.
Oh, all right. But if it's already shot, they just got to be editing.
August 2019.
Oh.
We're still in August.
Well, we only have a few days left.
Any minute now.
Yeah.
It's great. Is your brother done with it yet, with the color correction? And
I don't know what he worked on.
We should check in with him.
I could check with him.
Yeah, let's find out if he worked on Breaking
Bad. It's neat to talk. I don't get to talk to him often enough, but when I do.
He's fascinating.
He works 16-hour days behind a computer in a room that has no cell service. But... when you get him on the phone, he's usually like, yeah, I just worked on this great project, or, oh my God, this thing was like killing me. You know?
Yes. Yeah, he was, I talked to him a lot at your wedding and the night before. He's fascinating.
Yeah.
He'll jump right into it, tell you all about it.
He turned out to be a very nice boy.
He did. Mm-hmm. Turned out all right. All the kids in your family did.
Yeah.
That Jan. Good looking dude.
He had a good visit.
Yeah, it was
great. It went well.
He's just friendly and making pasta. That's who he is.
That's nice.
Gets on his motorcycle and rides. Yeah. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Speaking of motorcycles,
uh-oh.
Harley makes the news. Also, Peppa Pig after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. You can email us anytime. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. This is another one of those, it looks like it's a text because it's a text number in the top.
Uh-huh.
But it's printed out like it's an email. Is that just someone decides that they're just going to email from their phone?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Anyway, they're into Alex. They write,
Where's that? Oh, he's in the other room.
Jesus, that's like the fourth text we've gotten from this. It must be the same person.
Is it 415-23?
Hold on.
She writes, or he, I don't know. So, who's Alex? He's kind of hot. Alex is a guy who's shadowing Bryn. You know, mm-hmm. We need a little redundancy around here. No one knows what the hell Bryn's doing over there. So we're trying to trick Bryn into showing Alex how to do it.
Everybody knows what I'm doing.
Really?
Yeah. There's Alex. Read it again.
So who's Alex? He's kind of hot. No. Alex has a whole fan club out there.
Yeah. What is his name again? I forgot.
Alex?
No, D.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Right. What is his name?
Hold on.
It was a good one. It was like D-Lo.
Oh, Deep.
A-Loke.
A-Loke.
And what was your boy's OG?
OG
Malk.
I forgot to mention D-Money as well.
D-Money. Boy, you guys are so original with your nicknames.
Boy. A-Loke.
D-Money. Let's see. Loving Uzi's Free the Chi-Chi's dance during the Friday montage. And who's the cute boy in the Vinny Bryn sandwich?
Sandwich.
That was the first one. Nice. But that same person kept writing back, okay, I'm tired of waiting. Who's the boy?
Is it 41523?
Let me see if I find the other one.
Is that your mom, Alex?
Is it your mom? That's weird.
Your mom's into you, huh? That's weird. Really weird.
Trying to get
tell your mom not to write here.
Text her. Hey, A-Look says, cut it out, mom.
Super taboo.
Too cool for this.
Anyway, can't find it right
you
now.
You can check out Alex right now if you'd like to by going to the Looking Glass, radioalice.com/watch.
Before it's No, go ahead. No, before we do that. Darn it. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So I have my appointment today to go meet with the colonoscopy doctor.
Uh-huh. All right.
They don't need to see my butt today, do they?
Oh, it's they might like want to take a look. I mean, just see what they're up against. You know.
They don't?
Our audience says no.
Yeah.
You haven't done one?
Lori and Kim.
You're supposed to do it when you're 50.
Oh, are you? Yeah, Lori and Kim, who brought us a big breakfast this morning.
Thank you so much. You've done one, right?
I've done a couple.
Did they want to see your butt before they...
I don't think so. The procedure.
See if there's anything dangerous or any curves they need to know about.
The procedure requires a lot of preparation the night before.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. That's why I have to go to the meeting.
Which is the worst part, Vinny.
Oh, it is?
Like, even the procedure itself.
Oh, no, you'll love it. You get so skinny.
Was not that bad.
Cleans you out.
You know, okay, you're going to stick what? Okay, no problem. But the
what?
But
what
the night before is
no
the
problem.
Worst. The night before is the worst part.
Okay.
Well, you spend the whole night on the toilet.
You do.
It's going to be super fun.
You have to drink this stuff, like a gallon, and you have to keep drinking it so it just cleanses your body out.
So I'm going to have to do it on a day off because I can't do that and then come in here.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you're going to have to take the day off.
Yep.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay is right. Sounds so fun.
John did that. He was like, oh, my God, the best part is how skinny you are afterward.
Oh,
I was
really?
Thinking the same thing, yeah. But I didn't want
You're
to say that.
Empty.
Yeah.
Oh, I
empty.
Like it.
And yeah. Starving.
Because yeah. I like it.
Like,
this
I was like,
best.
I think I went to the second bathroom in our house, and I'm like, you have got to stay away from me because you're just, I think I fell asleep in the bathroom.
Oh, well, you can't get up. I mean,
yeah, it's just gnarly.
Oh,
but it's good for you. You need to do it.
No, sure. I'm going to do yeah. it. This is the year I had to take my shingles vaccine and get my colonoscopy.
Yeah. Get all your stuff.
Nice. That'll be good for you. Mm. So you're going now? To Stanford now. For the appointment?
No. For the colonoscopy, it's just right near
what,
my house.
Were you worried that you need to go home and clean up first for it?
What? Yeah, I don't even know what I'm in for at all. Right. They didn't say, like, you know, hey, make sure you, I don't know.
Wash your butt.
I poop myself.
Wear your favorite underwear. We're going to strip you down and give you a good look over. I don't know.
Make sure you scrub that up good.
It's always scrubbed up.
Sure. No, I'm sure that's true.
Always.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Hit that. No, Sprint. The thing, the change of
that's right.
scenery. Change. The scene change.
Put it out, bow, bow.
I'm with the program now.
415
yeah.
says, Vinny,
why
is
you?
Vinny is sure addicted to doctors.
No, I'm not addicted to them. I'm just trying to stay on top of the things.
Yeah.
And you know the weird part? I trip out on this. You know, you have insurance.
Yeah.
Or I should say, there are people with insurance who don't use it.
Yeah.
Like, you're paying for it.
Right. Mm.
There's your doctor saying, I'm here. Just make an appointment. I'd love to look at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't use it.
Right.
Mm. Weird.
Really weird. Who are these people?
Who are they?
Weird.
What's wrong with them?
Something.
What are they afraid of?
Don't know.
I mean, what's more important than that?
I can't think of one thing.
Hasbro has purchased Peppa Pig for $4 billion.
Please tell me they got more than Peppa Pig in that
so this
deal.
So this headline is funny if you know Peppa Pig because...
We only know Peppa Pig because she released a song the same day as someone else or...
No, I know Peppa Pig because she's in my house all
no,
the time.
No, that's why you know
right.
her.
I know Peppa Pig because of Vinny.
Right. It was some Peppa Pig song about being on the bus. And...
Hasbro cut a deal to buy the company that owns the popular children's cartoon Peppa Pig and...
Oh, it's Bing Bang Zoo.
Oh, Bing Bang Zoo. Right,
that's right. Yeah.
Sure.
Hasbro, the U.S. toy maker. Go on.
Biggly buggly boo.
$4 billion.
Worth every penny.
Yeah.
Take a look at the art. I'm not saying it's... I like Peppa Pig. I think it's better than... some. Angelina Ballerina can go to hell. Peppa Pig's 10 times.
Yeah. Did they get Angelina Ballerina
I don't
in the
know,
deal,
I,
too?
I don't know.
Like,
but,
what did they get for $4 billion? Like, that seems like a lot.
Oh, you know what they got? They also got PJ Masks, which we watch, and that's not bad.
PJ Masks?
PJ Masks. There's... Look at the art. For $4 billion.
That looks phallic.
Anyone.
What?
Take a look at it.
I don't. What are you talking about?
Really?
It's a pig with a snout.
Really?
Sarah?
Huh. The snout and face don't remind you of anything.
No.
And then there's
maybe
the pig.
You.
Okay.
God.
So I guess it's just me.
Yeah, it is.
Ladies. Oh, no, I'm
nobody
Kim and Lori
sees
agree.
That. Anyway, Hasbro for $4 billion got this.
Penis pig, yes. Mm.
And other animated brands, PJ Masks and Ricky Zoom, which I've not heard of.
Ricky Zoom.
The deal brings
sounds cool.
those titles into the fold with Hasbro's other popular brands, which include My Little Pony, Transformers, Play-Doh, Monopoly, and Power Rangers.
What about Battleship? No.
Not on the list.
Not a Hasbro thing.
Didn't make their resume.
So now they'll not only have, like, I think of Hasbro as being games and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but
Toys R Us, you know, they're trying to venture off another deal.
Right.
Since...
Well, this will give them a ton of content. I mean,
yeah.
I guess there are My Pretty Pony movies and stuff, right?
It looks like it also includes a partnership with Netflix.
Oh.
Netflix. And they're going to be doing an animated series based on Hasbro's Magic the Gathering. It's
oh,
a trading card
that's
case.
A big deal.
Okay.
People are weirdly into that. It's like the Dungeons and Dragons
like
style.
Like grown-ups are into that. That's not a kid thing.
Magic the Gathering is like a card
game, isn't it?
I don't. Something?
Never heard of it till this moment.
I've heard
Magic.
Of it many times. A lot of the Comic-Con types
yes.
are into it and will do that right. instead of having fun. Mm.
No, they think, they actually think it is fun. It's just, you know, from the outside, it doesn't look fun. But when you're doing it, oh, man, it's magic.
Ricky Zoom's a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. Ricky Zoom! Oh. Look at Ricky Zoom! Oh. He's got a whole bunch of friends. Like, he actually looks more like a little Vespa to me.
It's like a version of Cars except for motorcycles.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
pretty
God,
cool.
I love Cars so much.
Check this out.
Oh, Ricky guys. Zoom. Let's have a look at what Ricky Zoom's up to.
Oh, he's doing burnouts and wheelies.
This doesn't seem safe. I don't know if right? I want my kids watching this.
I'm sure they promote helmets, too.
Oh, he turns into like a some kind of flying vehicle. Oh, God, he shoots. Oh, boy.
Oh, that is.
Oh, he just rescued the police motorcycle.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Hey, Ricky Zoom.
Good for him.
And
I
there's
like
his friend
it.
Scooter and Bron.
What?
Justin Bieber's manager?
Yeah.
Someone in Southern California called the cops early this week about a suspicious guy fixing a flat tire on the side of the road. They say it was halfway between San Diego and L.A., which would be Orange County.
Mm. Be right by your house.
Yeah, where I grew up, right in between. It turned out the guy was trying to fix two flat tires on his SUV with Band-Aids.
Really?
When the cops got there, the 26-year-old driver had spilled an entire first aid kit out onto the ground and was trying to plug a large hole in the side of one of his tires by filling it with gauze and covering it with Band-Aids.
Hmm. How is it working?
Turns out he was on drugs.
Oh, that's weird.
They arrested him, and photos have been posted of his patch job on their Facebook page.
Oh, that's fun. Well, look,
I'm
going to
guess
tried.
That was the OCPD or I don't know.
How did he blow two tires? That's just bad luck when you're
well,
wasted.
Well, if he's wasted, he probably
ran. Oh, you think he hit
over.
Like a curb or
sure.
something?
Sure. Mm.
So it was his own fault. You do it to yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to guess.
True.
Here it is.
I can't see it.
Oh.
Can you see it?
Wanna,
oh, look at him.
Oh, boy. That's well, he really did stick some gauze in there.
Hmm. That's not going to work.
I hope he cleaned it first.
He just,
yeah, you need to.
Since
need to
you can't see this, I'll describe. He blew a hole in the sidewall. So he's that's not repairable at all.
No.
It's like an inch by 2 inches right there. It's pretty.
It is a pretty gigantic hole.
It's gigantic and it's
too
not
bad he didn't have some chewing gum. That
you're
going to
need
helped.
A new tire, Holmes. Can you see if the rim is just blown out right below that there? The rim should be destroyed.
I can't even see it. Oh, no, hold on. Oh, yeah. That looks pretty bad.
Well,
maybe the tire protected it.
Maybe.
It's a big
that
SUV.
Is ridiculous.
Anyway.
Way to try. Give it the old college try, buddy.
For those of you who don't know, our son goes to Berkeley.
Oh.
yeah, he's pretty smart.
He's a smart kid.
He is a smart boy. He's second year Berkeley.
Third year. He's starting his third year.
He's third
wow,
year Berkeley.
Already third year.
Freaking believe
is it really
it.
Third year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
It's incredible, isn't it?
He's a hacker and a programmer and Dungeons and Dragons guy.
Yep. Loves his eyes. He's a barista.
He's a barista.
Yeah. Barista? What do you
think? Barista.
He's
say
a barista. He's got all but kinds
I'll
of skills.
I thought of one of those judgy guys.
Oh,
in
barrister,
England,
right, yeah.
When you said that.
No, barista. He actually said, he goes, I wish you could make as much money being a barista as you could being a guy who writes code.
Aww,
like it's so much more fun just making coffees for people.
Eh. Well, plenty of people go, I'm not going to live like that.
Yeah.
The coding or the.
I was. That was one thing he learned from his internship over the summer. He was like, well, I don't want to do that.
One of the arguments against kids coming up right now is they're like, I want to have fun. I'm not going to do what,
yeah.
I'm not going to, no. Mm-mm.
I was like, you should go do what you want to do. You love cooking. Why don't you go get a job in a restaurant, huh?
Because that's
easy.
Go
be a sous chef somewhere. Go to cooking school. Something.
That's hard too, though.
It is hard. Very competitive.
Anyway, Berkeley is going to start adulting classes.
Oh, fantastic.
You can take a UC Berkeley adulting class,
well,
which will teach you all the common sense things that you haven't figured out or right. haven't learned through experience yet because your parents did it for you.
Maybe I'll tell my son to take that.
Adulting.
Check it out. Give us a report on it. People need that. They really do. It's incredible how unadult a lot of adults are.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. We call our dad Bank of Dad. Although every loan has interest and is paid back, everything is strictly business.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
My wife just had a high school friend ask to borrow $10,000 to $15,000.
Oh, my God.
I think that's their way of saying no. Haha, Sarah, OSHA, occupational safety. I died. P.S. OSHA is delicious.
Oh, so they've eaten at OSHA.
Yeah, well, I mean, it.
Is it spelled the same way?
Yeah, they have multiple locations, yeah, too. Way. They're all over the place. Would you say there's like at least three of them, right?
At least three of them, yeah. Oh.
I do love Thai food.
Wow, oh, so good.
You know what I found, though? I you get really used to your Thai restaurant mm-hmm. and the way they make it. Like, there's this Thai place near my house that's the only one I really, really like. You'll have, you know, they've got the same items, but they're not the same.
OSHA's a can't lose.
Right. Well, now that it has more than one location.
Garlic you know. Chicken brown rice. Thank you.
Oh.
So good. Mm.
I want the curries. The mugu gai pan.
My safe word with my leather, sir, is banana. We're into flogging, padding, and water sports.
Oh.
Don't say that out loud. You can't put that at the end.
Yeah. You got to put that at the beginning. And also, don't text it if you don't want it to be said out loud.
Padding? Do they mean paddling?
P-A-D-D?
Uh-huh.
Must be paddling.
They mean paddling.
Yeah.
Padding. It's the opposite of what you're trying to do, right?
Although there are people who are into like the stuffed animal costumes, so maybe that's it, padding. Like you have padding around you.
No, flogging?
Yeah, paddling seems like it would go with
padding's
that.
Padding's the opposite. You need to, you know.
I would like some padding if I'm going to get flogged, though. If I could make some requests. Banana! Banana!
Banana.
Banana! It was a safe word on this show, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Queep.
It's been a while.
It has been. We haven't had to use it for a while. We're so kind to each other.
My oldest daughter, Jolie, turns 9 today, and we love to listen to Sarah and Vinny's show. Please wish her a happy birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jolie.
Love you guys so much, says 650.
How do you spell that?
Jolie.
J-O-L-I-E?
This says E-E.
Oh, E-E.
Oh, Jolie. 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 Jolie.
Jolene is the name of my van.
Jolene? Mm-hmm. Oh, funny. Who named it, Isla?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember being a kid and naming cars. That's funny.
Yeah, we have Perry.
Oh, Perry
which
was
is which short one? For periwinkle.
Oh, is that what color the
we have
Honda
no.
Fit
it's
is?
Just because that's one of Tinkerbell's friends.
Oh.
Tinkerbell is the other car.
Which one is yours?
Tinkerbell.
Oh, the Mercedes that you drive is Tinkerbell.
Yeah. And then
getting tank, buddy.
And then the van is, anyway.
What was the van again?
Jolene.
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 Jolene. Jolene.
That's funny.
Why is that so funny?
It's just funny. Last car I named was my bitchin' Camaro, I think.
What was it named?
Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry the Camaro.
Jerry the bitchin' Camaro. With the mirror mud flaps and the louvers in the back. That's right.
Car the word badass. We used this morning.
What word?
The one, the word I used this morning.
Oh, that one.
Was a derogatory term for a person with Down syndrome. I'm the mom of a few kids with Down syndrome, and also a fan of Devo.
Oh.
So
they don't seem upset.
No,
they are just letting
just
you know
saying
it's derogatory.
That is, yeah, I didn't know. Although, then again, it's not widely used, so that might, I mean, the word has disappeared.
Which is
almost
probably for the
completely.
Best.
Right.
This is for the best. Never been good, so.
A lot of people wrote in about the power thing. You guys are amateurs. My PG&E bill is at least $350 a month. Hello, Livermore here. 400 plus PG&E bill.
Damn.
Yeah, you should get solar. Like it.
Solar sounds awesome. I want to get a solar. I want my whole neighborhood covered in solar. I don't know why it's not like every parking lot isn't covered in solar. Like we should be. Like the sun is just here all the time.
You guys, I know you love this Shawn Mendes song, and we'll play it multiple times per show, but you think you could let it finish before you play it again?
I'm very sorry. That was my fault. I hit the wrong button. And then it starts back up. I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, oh, well. Sorry. You don't have to play it again. I think it's actually coming up later, too. Listen, also, I'd like to just point out, we're not in charge of the music here. We play the songs Jane tells us to play.
And Jane,
is
by
great
the way,
at it.
Nobody picks more perfectly than Jane.
That's right. That's why we don't have to mess with it at all.
Right.
So we're like, oh, look what Jane picked for us. It's great.
I couldn't have done it better myself.
No way. That's why we're not in charge of it, Vinny.
Right.
She's amazing.
What would you like to do to the trash?
Well,
we really have to do our T-Mobile commercial.
We do. It's true. We'll be back with the new music after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.